Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
April 19, 1805. A blustering, windy day. The party is in camp for another day, as the wind is still very hard, although Lewis indicates that it is not as severe as yesterday. Strong spring winds on the northern plains are not unusual. Captain Lewis writes,
"The wind blew so hard this morning from the northwest that we dared not venture our canoes on the river. Observed considerable quantities of dwarf juniper on the hillsides. It seldom rises higher than 3 feet. The wind detained us through the course of this day, though we were fortunate in having placed ourselves in a safe harbor. The party killed one elk and a beaver today. The beaver of this part are larger, fatter, more abundant, and better clad with fur than those of any other part of the country that I have yet to see. I have remarked also that their fur is much darker. Captain Meriwether Lewis, April 19, 1805.
Captain Clark writes a short entry.
Blustering windy day. The wind so hard from the northwest that we were fearful of venturing our canoes in the river. Lay by all day on the starboard side in good harbor. The prairies appear to green. The cotton trees begin to leaf. Saw some plum bushes in full bloom. Those were the plum bushes which I have seen for some time. Killed an elk and a beaver today. The beavers of this river is much larger than usual. Great deal of sign of the large bear. Captain William Clark, April 19, 1805.
The captains would rather have been on the move, but they didn't waste these days stuck in camp. It was a good time to make notes about the terrain, observe and document the animals and plans, and just rest after the strenuous work of moving upstream against the wind. Tomorrow, an Indian grave.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from The Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.